Is that right? They're going to make pink words, red words for Jesus, and pink words for Jesus.
Of course, they said, he didn't say anything about coming back
again.
Look at this, Mom. You put my name in the Bible.
How are the translations doing? Did they get told up figures?
Yes, some have rated minus 119.
No, I read an article somewhat similar to this just recently. Re-examining Jesus' words, and the blind is bat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they don't even know up from down. They were talking, I read this one article, they were talking about the parables, and they decided that, you know, this didn't mean anything, and that was probably not Jesus, and all kinds of craziest things. Anyway, to me, it would be awfully boring to be a scholar and sit around and live in a world of unbelief, robbing myself of all the blessings. And basically, when they're all done, they've concluded what? Nothing that edifies me. Have you ever look at John 17:5?
No, we read John 17:11.
John 17:5.
We want to catch up on Jesus.
Is Tyndale here?
Tyndale's here.
Can you read us the passages we missed?
I wrote them down so I can read the passage.
All right. Go ahead.
You want Tyndale and then Simpson, or you want both at once?
Just give us Tyndale, Acts 2:16.
By,
that's the same as the King James. What's the other one you have?
Simple.
Number 47. Okay, what's simple say?
True.
True is not, isn't it?
What was true?
That's a five, right?
Yeah.
Oh. What was simple for John 17:1 or Revelation 17:9?
The person who has wisdom will understand this.
The person who has wisdom will understand this.
That's the same as
Revelation 17:9 and 47. The person who has wisdom will understand this. Unless that's something like that.
Who else did?
That was simple.
Who else did? person who has wisdom will understand this.
Sounds like man's wisdom.
I don't remember any of them. It could go either way, but it may be a little man's wisdom. Second Timothy 3:16 for Tyndale.
Inspiration.
I think we probably have to hear a little bit of it.
Pardon me?
We might need to look for it up.
Okay.
Just want to know what the context there.
Okay. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for teaching.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable.
Yes.
Same as good James. Okay, what's the simple on that one?
Simple on that one is the whole thing, inspired by.
All scripture is inspired by God.
Yeah, and profitable.
Okay, Revelation 3:10.
Tyndale's throne and symbol of the throne.
So for Revelation 3:10, they're the same as the King James. Philippians 3:20.
Both of them are the same. Yeah.
Okay.
Philippians 3:20, Tyndale is conversation.
Same as King James.
And simple is citizen. We are all citizens.
Oh, okay. That's great.
All citizens.
Acts 10:46.
Tyndale is, has the word for.
Same as King James.
And simple, the sentence before it ends something not Jewish. Then it goes on to say, these Jewish believers heard. And so it left off the preposition. Letter conjunction.
So it's important.
It doesn't say for, it just says these heard the word. That was similar to Knox, some of these others. Beck. Yeah. How about Matthew 1:20?
In the Tyndale it is of.
Same as King James.
And in the simple it comes from.
Comes from, okay. Same as Lutheran. Same as Lutheran.
What was simple English on the Revelation 3:10?
What was that?
Revelation 3:10, the simple, from.
Same as King James.
Got it.
How about NAS?
Do we have Matthew 1:20 yet?
That was the last one I gave. It was Tyndale is of, and the simple is comes from.
Tyndale, same as King James, and the simple is comes from. Is recovery okay. Here tonight?
Yep.
And we concorded?
Yep.
Well, you're ready to read them?
Yeah.
Want me to take one of them?
Sure.
I can read off NAS. And
but you got it written out?
Yeah. Here for Revelation.
Go ahead.
Well, no, for Acts 2:16.
Mm-hmm. You've
got spoken through for NAS. And
spoken through.
Spoken through for NAS. Jerusalem is the prophet spoke of.
Okay, the prophet spoke of.
Jerusalem.
He spoke of. Okay, 2 Timothy 3:16.
This is the New American Standard. It says, all scripture is inspired of God.
Basically.
Scripture is inspired by God.
Revelation 3:10.
NAS is from. New Jerusalem is keep you safe in.
In.
We need that a one. Keep you safe in. That is somewhat similar to
NAB.
NAB.
Wasn't Weymouth and Moffat?
Christian Moffat. Norlake.
They're all about the same.
How about Philippians 3:20?
Okay, NAS says citizenship is in heaven. New Jerusalem says homeland.
Acts 10:46.
NAS says, for they heard them speaking with other tongues. New Jerusalem says, since they could hear them speaking with other tongues.
Okay, for and since. Since is pretty good. Same as for, really. Matthew 1:20.
NAS says, is of Holy Ghost. NAS is of Holy Ghost. New Jerusalem is by the Holy Spirit.
I guess we're ready for a concordant and recovery. So, for, are we reading Revelation 17:9?
Yep.
Concordant is, here is the mind which has wisdom.
Here is the mind which has wisdom. Recoveries. Here is the mind which has wisdom.
Acts 2:16, concordant is through the prophet.
Acts 2:16. But this was what was spoken through the prophet Joel.
All Scripture is inspired by God.
All Scripture is God-breathed.
Revelation 3:10. Out of the hour of trial. Out of.
Concordant.
Concordant is out of.
I also will keep you out of the hour of trial.
Okay. Philippians 3:20, concordant. Our realm is inherent in the heavens.
What's that mean?
Inherent.
Our realm is inherent in the heavens. What does he mean, inherent in the heavens?
Inheritance?
Inheritance?
Yeah. No, inherent means evident, doesn't it, or
yeah.
Just the way it looks.
Yeah.
Or is it sort of just appearance, or is it part of the character?
Inherently so.
It's going to be that way because of the circumstances that precede.
Yeah, but
so our realm is inherent in the heavens. Ever down to our realm is in the heavens.
Somewhere in between.
Recovery 320 for our citizenship.
Acts 10:46, concordant. For they heard them speak with tongues.
For they heard them speaking in tongues.
Matthew 1:20, concordant of the Holy Ghost.
That which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit.
We're all caught up now then?
Yep.
Yep.
I have us on, we're on our 52nd scripture. Doesn't anybody have this totaled up?
I do my first couple sheets.
First couple sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Who's ahead?
I know who's behind. my first page, Phil's got a minus 119. Second page, you got a minus 5. So he's probably running pretty close to the bottom.
Yeah, I'm at a minus 169.
No, Mike, that's not fair.
Are
you
using
he did.
You said you're using these for statistics over a long period of time? Or what am I doing? I'm not sure what I said.
You said you were using your living statistics over 30 years and taught things.
Oh, I have a 10-year evaluation.
One
class was done over 10 years. And we took a class average of class averages. And then and put that on a grid to see where everybody is. I told you 10 years. We'll pass it out at the end of the semester for you. Just compare it with our results. And there's another 10, 15, 20 translations on there that we haven't covered here. Let's look at John 17:5. Glorify me with the glory I was having with thee. And the part I want to look at is before the world was. Literally, the interlinear has, before the world to be beside you. Literally, before the world to be. Before the world to be. King James, before the world was. I think I'm going to give was a 5. It's interesting that the Greek puts the word was there in the present was the past. It's going to be a little awkward for a translator to say before the world to be. So I don't think anybody can say it that way.
What was the whole thing? To be beside you?
Beside you is the glory I had with thee. The glory I had with thee. Beside thee. Before the world to be. Now, before the world was a 5, how about before the earth was? And the thing about world is, in John 17, the world is the people and also in John, God so loved the world. They say earth, then they made a pre-incarnate Christ. The glory I had with me before the earth was. So that can cause problems. A number of them say, before the world was, and then they add the word made. Before the world was made. Then some have, before the world began. Which I don't think is that bad.
Is it cosmos?
Yes. World, yes. And then they have, before the world existed. I think existed could just about pass. Doesn't seem so bad. Began might be close. Was made, though, that's a whole different thing. The concept. Now they've got the creation or something like that. Any comments here?
What would you give before the world was made?
I'm giving that a minus 10.
Before the earth was?
That I'm giving minus 20.
Question. Can you explain those?
Well, before the earth was, it's making a pre-incarnate Christ. So the glory I, Jesus, had before the world, before the earth was, meaning pre-incarnate heavenly glory. But if they just say before the world was, my understanding of the passage is that Jesus is praying as the second Adam, praying as the first Adam, saying, the glory I had with you before the fall. And so the world was, meaning the fall, the populated earth. World was made is somewhere in the middle between, you know, creation and something else. It's hard to know whether where I got that minus 10, round number. I could probably be more conservative on it. It is very blatant. You had a question.
On the Greek, the literal, before the world to be beside you, what's the main idea?
Beside you, that is, the King James has, the glory I had with thee, or beside thee, before the world to be. So the beside you, we won't be really taking that. I'm not sure if I can get a hold of what the purpose of the present verb tense is in this passage. Unless he's just saying before the world, not the world was, but the world is. Before the world is. Making it more of a present idea. So there's probably some real thought here, revelation. In that verb tense. Not only was, but before the world is.
To
unless
be.
It's some kind of an idiom that I don't know. I mean, go ahead.
To be is the infinitive form of the verb. And before.
Before the world, to be.
And we are assuming that world means people.
I think cosmos there in John is people.
Before people being.
It's just before the fall.
Before the fall.
This one is kind of a thinking cat verse. I think we can go through it here pretty quick.
Could have the application of talking about something that's being presented or displayed before the world, a glorious thing being displayed before the world.
Well, I don't know if he means location before the world, that is in front of the world or to the world. I think perhaps he means prior to the world.
Prior to people being, there were no people. And people
are now immortal because of the creation and because of the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross.
So Christ is praying that man would again return and be glorified with the glory that God gave him before the fall, which glory he lost at the fall. And now, through the ministry of Christ, that glory and even more is restored to Calvary.
In other words, it's in the mind of God before he created it. That's the whole plan of God is there.
Adam did exist before the world was.
In the mind of God.
Well, he existed. He existed because he was one, and then he was, and then he was there, and they were two. And I would assume the fall occurred before they had children, although some people might get mad at me for assuming that. And it basically took place before the world was.
Oh, I see.
People.
The world here is representing the world system, man's philosophy and system, right?
Populated Earth. It's kind of interesting. In Scofield's Bible, he has marginal notes. World, he has cosmos, mankind. Another place he'll have cosmos, world system. Here he has cosmos, Earth. So he's not very consistent in his interpretation. Let's launch out here. Tyndale.
He's got a word in here I don't understand.
Air. Y-E-R-R-E.
That's the one.
That means air for before.
Okay. With the glory which I had with the air the world was.
So...
before the world was. Through the Ethiopian version.
Before the world was.
Before the world was. Adam's.
Before the world existed.
Before the world existed. Well, I'm having a hard time making that different than it was. New King James.
Before the world was.
Dewey.
Before the world was.
King James, same. King James, too.
Before the world ever was.
ERV and ASV.
Same as King James. Before the world was.
Before the world was.
Yes.
NAS.
Before the world was.
RSV.
Before the world was made.
NEB.
Before the world began.
Twentieth century.
Before the world began.
Fenton.
Before the world existed.
Wayman. Moffat.
Before the world began.
Goodspeed.
Before the world existed.
Byington.
Before the world was.
CB.
Before the world existed.
Berkeley. Phillips. Berkeley isn't here. Phillips is here.
Before the world was made.
Beck.
Before the world began.
Renew.
Before the world was made.
Living.
Before the world began.
Jerusalem.
Before the world was.
darkly.
Before the world came into existence,
NIV.
Before the world began.
Before the world began. Weast.
Before the universe existed.
Weast. Amplified.
Before the world existed.
Basic.
Before the world was.
Kingsley.
Before the world began.
Norley.
Before the world was.
Ledger.
Before the world was made.
Knox.
Before the world began.
Kind fraternity.
Before the world existed.
Nab.
Before the world began.
Diglot.
Before the world was.
Young.
Before the world was.
Darby.
Before the world was.
Rotherham.
Before the world's existence.
Godby.
Before the world was.
World.
Before the world was.
Recording.
Which I had before the world is with thee.
New world.
Before the world was.
Lanza.
Before the world was made.
Simp.
Before the world existed.
Recovery.
Which I had with you before the world was.
New century.
Before the world was made.
This recovery level is really my street. Let's take Colossians 2:9. Oft quoted verse. In him dwelling all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him is dwelling all the fullness of the God essence bodily. The God essence. Now a lot of them say in Christ. And I guess we get the idea there. In Christ all the fullness of deity dwells. And I like God essence or deity. I think Godhead gets it across. I could be real prejudiced against Godhead. In him all the fullness of deity dwells. I'm going to give that a 5. In him all the fullness of the God essence dwells. That's the same thing.
You really a Godhead plan?
I think God is going to give that like a 3 or a 0 or a 2 or something.
Can you? Can you repeat all these people?
In Christ all the fullness of deity dwells. The Greek is in him, member of the Savior Christ, all the fullness of the God essence, or of deity, dwells bodily. That's what it's saying. Here's a thought. How about this? In him all the wealth of God's being has a living form. In him all the wealth of God's being has a living form. So all the wealth of God's being is for Godhead or God essence. All the wealth of God's being. And then bodily has a living form.
Bodily is in there?
Well, instead of the word bodily, they have has a living form in this rendering. In the Greek, bodily is there.
Is it bodily that is rendered?
Bodily is a good translation.
And without bodily, they don't have the revelation, do they?
Right. Bodily is very important there because of the context, refuting Gnostics and so forth. I'm just commenting on this. All the wealth of God's being has a living form. That isn't so bad. It isn't so great either.
What if it's in a tree?
Would we serve a living God? I mean, that God is spirit. I mean, living form, that doesn't mean bodily to me.
Well, it doesn't mean bodily to me either, and I think it's kind of weak
in that regard.
So, that particular one doesn't really deal with the Gnostics, is what Paul's dealing with there in Colossians 2. How about this? All of God lives in Christ fully. All of God lives in Christ fully. Don't even have a bodily at all.
They don't have the revelation. I mean, they're just seeing Christ as a shell.
All of God lives in Christ fully. That does sound like Christ is just a shell.
How does it read literally?
In him is dwelling down all the fullness of theotes, is the word there, is that right? Theotes? God essence, bodily. In him is dwelling down all the fullness of the theotes, bodily. All of God lives in Christ fully. This is part of the revelation. How about this? In him, the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. In him, the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. Well, you would have to read that into it. So, if they said 1, 2, and 3, I'd give minus 30. If they just say something ambiguous, I probably wouldn't give them any worse than 0.
Say that one again.
The complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied in him. In him, the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. Okay, now here's another one. This is a new wrinkle. In him resides bodily every perfection of the divinity. In him resides bodily every perfection of the divinity.
Well, it sounds like this is the man being perfect, God made him perfect, but he doesn't have any deity of his own.
Instead of the fullness of deity indwelling him, it's every perfection of the divinity.
Instead of God in his fruit.
So maybe instead of being God, he was God-like or something.
Yeah.
That one is, that's kind of the big thing there. In him resides bodily every perfection of the divinity. Now here's one. All of God lives in Christ. And then they have in parentheses, even when Christ lived on earth.
Oh,
that even when Christ lived on earth really says a lot.
I think when they just say all of God lives in Christ, they're, you know, when you consider that God the Spirit that fills heaven and earth, they're missing that the point that it's just the God, the quality of God. It's not that he's, you know, compacted into one being.
We just said quality of God, though we meant limit, that might be really weak in you too.
Right, but if you say God essence, then you're talking right about the right thing.
The thing about all of God lives in Christ, they don't get the bodily part. So that, to me, is kind of a problem there. There's going to be a lot of thinking on this one.
Yeah.
So we got some ideas here to kind of compare with. Let's launch out into the two we come up with.
I think it would seem to me to be the simplest. What we're looking for is Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. And that's what we're looking for. And anyone that hedges and hems and haws about that is doesn't have that revelation. Should get a minus 30.
Well, I might split a few there.
Go get him, Ross.
Okay, Tyndale.
In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Same as King James. Ethiopian.
Same as King James.
Same as King James. Adams.
In him all the fullness of deity dwells bodily.
I like that.
Say it again.
In him all the fullness of deity dwells bodily.
New King James.
In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Dewey.
In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead corporately.
What?
Corporately?
Corporally.
Corporally.
It means bodily.
Yeah. The corpse
there, you know.
Corporately. Three people make
one corporately. Corporation 3. Yeah.
James 2.
Same as King James.
Same as King James. ERV and ASV.
It's going to be the same as King James. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Numeric.
Same.
NAS.
Fullness of deity bodily.
RSV.
The whole fullness of deity dwells bodily.
NEV.
For it is in Christ that the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied.
Hear that again.
For it is in Christ that the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied.
The complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied.
Right.
Same way as King James.
Basically the same.
20th century.
For the Godhead in all its fullness dwells in Christ in a bodily form.
Say that again.
For the Godhead in all its fullness dwells in Christ in a bodily form.
Spiritual.
dwells in Christ in a bodily form.
Okay. Fenton.
In him resides bodily every perfection of the divinity. In him resides bodily every perfection of the divinity.
William doesn't hear Moffat.
It is in Christ that the entire fullness of deity has settled bodily.
That was Moffat.
Do that again. Do that, Moffat.
It is in Christ that the entire fullness of deity has settled bodily.
Good speed.
Good speed. For it is in him that all the fullness of God's nature lives embodied.
Is the fullness of God different than the fullness of God's nature?
Sounds again like it's God attributes in man, rather than kind of like the same as the other one.
Well, if he was refuting Gnosticism, would it really matter in that passage if he was pointing to the identity or the character?
Well, there's more than just reading Gnosticism in the passage.
Translate.
All right. That was good speed?
Yeah, that was good speed.
Fine. Mm.
All the fullness of deity is resident in bodily form.
CB.
In him, for it is in him that all fullness of deity continues to live embodied.
Phillips.
It is in him that God gives a full and complete expression of himself.
Wow. Keep reading.
And then he got in parentheses, within the physical limits that he has set himself in Christ.
Here's the whole thing.
Okay. Yet it is in him that God gives a full and complete expression of himself within the physical limits that he has set himself in Christ.
Being lives in Christ, that is, in his body. Content of divine nature lives in Christ, in his humanity.
Mm-hmm.
The full content of divine nature lives in Christ, in his humanity.
Do you have 5 more minutes?
Just a second, Bill.
Okay, we'll pick up with that one and finish this.
That's a hard one.
It's a hard one to read.